A new play at the Wilma Theater provides a fresh look at the man who propelled jazz into the mainstream. On this week's News and Views, we look at the life and legacy of Louis Armstrong, as seen in Satchmo at the Waldorf by Wall Street Journal drama critic Terry Teachout. Over the course of his life, he became known to millions as the great entertainer Louis Armstrong. His name, in fact, was Louis. Teachout says Louis would be the pronunciation for lighter-skinned black Creoles descended from the French, a group with higher social status in early 20th century New Orleans.
And he felt that if you pronounced his name Louis, it would be as though he were high-hatting, that he was pretending to be a Creole. And he had no interest in pretending to be a Creole. So he always said his name Louis. And you can hear him do it on the record, Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis.
While Hello, Dolly knocked the Beatles off the top of the charts in 1964, it was just one of many songs that Armstrong made popular. His engaging style with mainstream audiences attracted millions, but pushed away some who thought he catered too much to white audiences. Actor John Douglas Thompson stars in Satchmo at the Waldorf, in which he plays the title role, and manager Joe Glazer, as well as Miles Davis.
This whole Uncle Tom thing, I just distance myself from that image. I think it's easy to give the label of Uncle Tom when you don't understand what Armstrong had to grow up with, what he dealt with, what America was at that time as he was developing his own craft.
On the next News and Views, Armstrong's life. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Trumpet virtuoso, singer, and bandleader Louis Armstrong shaped every song he performed with his own distinctive style. On this week's News and Views, we look at the man, his music, and his enduring contributions to the world. Born in 1901, Armstrong grew up in the Red Light District of New Orleans, a city swelling with music, in clubs, on the streets, on riverboats, even in the Reform School where Armstrong was sent at the age of 12 after firing a gun in the air on New Year's Eve. Playwright, critic, and Armstrong biographer Terry Teachout.
He got his first musical instrument, a cornet, and was taught how to play. And within a matter of years, he was the up-and-coming musician in New Orleans.
In 1922, Armstrong went to Chicago, where he began recording his first jazz records and establishing himself as a solo artist.
By 1927, 1928, he was known all over the country because of his recordings. Everybody who was interested in jazz knew who Louis Armstrong was.
He not only improvised brilliantly on his trumpet, he also sang. WRTI jazz director Maureen Molloy.
It's hard to come up with anybody offhand who was very famous for trumpet and vocals at the same time. And no one had a voice like he did.
In 1929, he made his Broadway debut.
And the song he sings in the show is Ain't Misbehavin'. You heard him and you fell in love. And from then on, the rocket went straight up.
On the next News and Views, the private side of Armstrong. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. A new one-man show, Satchmo at the Waldorf, explores the lesser-known private side of one of America's greatest musicians. On this week's News and Views, we consider Louis Armstrong. Playwright Terry Teachout, who also wrote Pops, A Life of Louis Armstrong, studied audio tapes made by the man himself.
He bought his first tape recorder in 1947 to tape his shows. But then he started playing with it and using it for other things. And by the end of his life, he had accumulated more than 600 reels of tape, many of which contained private and sometimes very intimate conversations.
Set in a backstage dressing room at one of his last big shows, the play explores the private Armstrong, his salty language, positive outlook, and his deep conviction about his music, his race, and his relationships with his manager and others. Here, Armstrong, played by actor John Douglas Thompson, reveals his love for his wife, Lucille.
You know the thing about Lucille. She know the horn come first for everything, even her.
In his last decades, Armstrong played 300 gigs a year, appeared in movies and on TV, and made scores of recordings, which redefined the language of jazz. But he also spoke out against segregation in the Alabama schools, toured Europe and Asia on behalf of the U.S. State Department, and opened doors for others.
A lot of things that he did to pave the way for other black entertainers often are just left unsaid.
Armstrong died of a heart attack in 1971, a month shy of his 70th birthday. Satchmo at the Waldorf is at the Wilma Theater in Philadelphia through Sunday. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.